Bugs Bunny is racist and sexist as hell.
When you do a podcast, you've got to have a song where someone sings the title. What could go wrong? What could go wrong? The world is kind of scary when things don't go the right way. So listen to this podcast and it will probably be okay. Probably no guarantees.
Hello and welcome to What Could Go Wrong, the best slash worst thing that could ever happen to Warriors. I'm Jeff from Happy Valley. I'm joined by Chrissy, veteran escapee, survivor of Murderville, Idaho.
Hey.
Also here is Jeremiah, who clawed his way out of his hometown, The Coffin, California.
Yeah, what's up, Doc?
No matter how bad you think things are, these two think they could get worse. So, I watched a really good episode of a TV show about, you know, people that hunt monsters, and they had a couple things that reminded me of, you know, some long-eared friends that I think of. So, long-eared bunnies. They're pretty cute. Nothing go wrong with them, right?
Well, they breed like tribbles, so if you start with two, then you could quickly have
even more,
have a litter, and then that litter has litters, and then those litters have litters, and then you have a pile of cannibal rabbits who are just doing everything they can to consume and end up in this big pile of meat and hair, and it's gross.
That is really gross.
But that's only when you, like, breed them in a pit. If you breed them out, like, in a field, they're pretty good.
Wait, no. Because, no. I have read Watership Down, and it is sad. And what happens to rabbits who live in fields is that they are mean to each other, and then their homes are wrecked, and it's sad. That's what happens when you put rabbits in a field.
But fields are like...
Tears, Jeff.
They're natural and...
Tears! But...
All right, moving on to a different type of rabbit, Bugs Bunny. Bugs Bunny has always been quite cheerful and, as Jeremiah put in earlier, inquisitive.
Well, Bugs Bunny represents a trickster archetype from earlier cultures that doesn't really have a place in our top-down authoritative culture that we have now. So people who mimic or are encouraged or feel inspired by Bugs Bunny or Coyote, or Br'er Rabbit, or other people of this ilk.
Loki.
If they want to act out those impulses, can face harsh judgment and punishment from those in power.
Mm-hmm.
Duck season.
Rabbit season.
Duck season.
Fire.
Here's the thing, too, is, I don't know, like, I feel if you watch too much... and you start thinking that life is Looney Tunes, you might drop like a giant Acme weight on somebody's head and think, oh, they'll just stand up because Bugs just went flat pancake and then like blew on his thumb and became a real bunny again. You know, so.
So they need to have more disclaimers at the beginning of the cartoon to say don't do this at home?
Oh, yeah.
Probably.
Also, Bugs Bunny is racist and sexist as hell.
Yeah, that's also true. Yeah.
When does that happen?
All the Nazi episodes? All the World War II episodes?
I thought they were, like, anti that. Like, I thought they were used as propaganda against Nazis.
They do, but they were definitely racist against the Japanese Empire.
Yeah.
With some horrible caricatures and such.
Hmm, that's true.
Yeah. So, you know, you get a bunch of little kids... idolizing that, and you end up with an entire generation of Bugs Bunny related racists.
Faster than you can say andale, andale, arriba.
Ooh, yeah.
All right, I got one that I don't think anything can go wrong with. Chocolate bunnies.
Obesity epidemic.
Clearly, you have not seen my children after they eat even just one small speck of candy.
What happens, Chrissy?
They go crazy. I think that it's because we didn't allow them any sugar when they were children, like small children. They're still children. When they were very small.
So when they were small goblins, they didn't learn how to process it well?
Yeah, they didn't learn how to metabolize it. Their tiny little goblin bodies never learned to metabolize sugar. So you give them sugar and they turn into like real goblins. They are everywhere all at the same time. It's amazing and terrifying.
So there's gifts that I should be giving in the near future then.
Probably. If you are also interested in like babysitting.
I never said that.
Oh.
I mean, you can have some too.
Okay.
That way you can all have that good old sugar high together. It can be a family bonding experience.
Our family's pretty well bonded. I think we're set. Yes. Also, have you noticed that a lot of chocolate bunnies these days, when you actually take them out of the wrapper, don't look like bunnies?
Depends on the bunny,
A lot of times they look rather phallic.
No, hadn't noticed that one, but...
Nope.
It's true. There's like entire tumblers dedicated to it.
That doesn't surprise me, but...
Interesting.
Chocolate bunnies and chocolate Santas.
So you're saying they need to maybe shape their chocolate molds a little different to...
Possibly. They used to put dye in the bunnies.
Mm-hmm. I remember them being so colored.
But I feel like probably that wasn't great either, because there was probably some sort of toxin in that dye that is giving us all cancer now, because it's what we ate when we were kids. So.
Well, everything gives us cancer.
Right.
It's just your cells changing.
Our cells getting stronger and stronger and crushing all the other cells.
Evolution at its worst. Well, I still think chocolate bunnies are delicious, but I'll keep those comments in mind.
Not as good as peanut butter eggs.
It's true. Mm. Peanut butter eggs are pretty amazing. And Cadbury eggs. Easter's coming up. I should get some candy. Last one I got really for iconic bunnies has to be bunnies in caves with sharp pointy teeth. I mean, it just looks so cuddly.
Well, I mean, I feel like you're just walking into this one.
Yeah, into a cuddle trap.
Yeah, a cuddle trap, if by cuddle trap you mean death. Like, that thing's going straight for your jugular. It's just blood, like blood pulsing out of you now. Just squirting in rhythm with your heart until there's no more blood to squirt.
Huge, sharp, pointy teeth are not to be reckoned with.
Right?
I mean, it's just a bunny rabbit.
Tell that to everybody that's dead outside its cave, the rotting, sun-bleached bones.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't look at the bones. Someone else did that. The rabbit just happens to be there.
Here's the thing that you have to remember is small... cute, cuddly things have evolved to look small and cute and cuddly to infiltrate. And then they attack. So all that bunny is doing is using its adorable little eyes to lure you into its trap so that it can eat your face.
I'm not sure you should be saying this, Chrissy. I mean, you're giving away, like, maybe your secrets here.
Chrissy, aren't you small, cute, and cuddly?
I am none of those things. I am large. Large and... And rough.
Rough. Go on.
I can tell you I am definitely not cuddly. I'm super prickly. Like, please don't ever touch me.
You heard it here ever. First, yep. Folks. Chrissy Anybody. Is large, rough, and prickly.
Large,
don't
rough, and prickly.
Don't touch her because you don't know what's going to happen.
Stay tuned where you can order our bumper stickers that say large, rough, and prickly.
Oh my gosh, that's my new motto.
The motto of Supreme Ruler Chrissy.
I'm putting it on like badges.
Can you translate that into Latin?
Yep.
Large, rough, and prickly,
Yes, I think you just add the at the end.
That's how Latin works.
Totally.
Like,
that's how every Roman movie I've ever seen did it.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
All right. I think we'll end on a large prickly note. Chrissy and Jeremiah, please give our audience your fond farewells.
Bye, guys.
Aspera spinus magna.
Don't trust the rabbit. Thanks for listening.